BBC News, I'm John Shea. It's been announced that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and is receiving treatment. The specific type of cancer and its severity have not been revealed. Our royal correspondent, Daniela Ralph, is following developments.
This will be a shock. Coming so early on, just 17 months into his reign, he is now facing such a serious health challenge. He'll be stepping back from all of his royal duties, bar some of the admin of royalty. He'll be able to deal with the red boxes. We're told that he will carry on, hopefully having his audience with the Prime Minister each week and also taking part in the Privy Council meetings. But he's going to step back. We're going to see more of the Prince of Wales, his son William, and of his wife Queen Camilla. They will be picking up some of his duties. But for now, he is going to focus on his treatment and his recuperation, that treatment that started today.
The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has wished the monarch a full and speedy recovery. His Canadian counterpart, Justin Trudeau, expressed similar sentiments. President Biden said navigating a cancer diagnosis and treatment took hope and absolute courage. These people in London gave their best wishes.
I think it's very sad. You know, it's coming a year after the coronation. And so I think my thoughts are with him, with the family, and that he gets well soon.
Having been a person in the public eye for so long, I'm sure he is aware of how much that will connect him to other people, other families who would go through that. I'm sure he'll fight it like anyone else would, but it's a horrible shock.
Parliament in Senegal has adopted a bill delaying the presidential election by 10 months until December the 15th. It was originally scheduled for the end of this month. There had been widespread opposition to the move. Ariane Schippers reports.
On Saturday, Senegal's president Macky Sall announced the postponement of the elections because of an ongoing dispute of the eligibility of some of the candidates. Demonstrations erupted in the capital Dakar on Sunday and continued on Monday outside parliament. Protesters say democracy is at risk in Senegal, which has long been seen as a bastion of stability in West Africa. The mood in the chamber during the debate about the election postponement was heated, with politicians pushing and shoving each other. Some opposition MPs were escorted out of the building by the gendarmerie after they tried to block proceedings.
Israel's defence minister Yoav Gallant has warned that his country's forces will reach Hamas militants in Rafah, which he described as their last holdout in Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled to the southern city, which borders Egypt. Mr. Gallant claimed that half of Hamas's fighters had been killed or seriously wounded in Israel's offensive. He said the Hamas leader in the territory, Yahya Sinwar, was no longer able to command forces as he was, as he put it, on the run. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Three people in Southern California have been killed and more than a million are without power as torrential rain continues to cause major disruption. It's the second large storm to hit the US state in days. The rain has caused difficulties for Los Angeles' large homeless population. Flash flood warnings have been issued, advising people not to travel unless it's essential. Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has declared a public health emergency because of soaring cases of dengue fever, days ahead of the start of this year's carnival celebrations. Officials announced the opening of 10 care centres and the use of cars to diffuse insecticide to counter the mosquito-borne disease. Repellent will be distributed and public messaging increased. Other areas of Brazil have also declared dengue outbreaks. The firm that owns Snapchat has become the latest social media company to announce job losses. Snap will cut about 10% of its workforce. That's thought to mean around 500 employees. The firm is due to announce its latest financial results on Tuesday. Scientists have identified the fossil of a flying reptile from the dinosaur age on the Scottish island of Skye. The reptile belonged to the pterosaur family and lived about 170 million years ago. Georgina Rannard has more details.
This flying reptile soared over the heads of dinosaurs in the Middle Jurassic period. Scientists found its wings, shoulders, leg and backbone embedded in limestone rock on a beach. Only the skull was missing. This creature is called Cheoptera, meaning mist in Scottish Gaelic. It's the second pterosaur to be found on the island. Fossils from this era are extremely rare. Experts now believe the pterosaurs lived much earlier than thought. The fossil was first found in 2006, but it took years of painstaking work to extract it from the hard rock for classification.
BBC News.